We're speaking with Zach Bauer, who's the executive director of the Kalamazoo Gay Lesbian Resource Center, which is the sponsor of the Kalamazoo Pride event, now entering its sixth year. Zach, what exactly is Kalamazoo Pride?
Kalamazoo Pride is a celebration of the diversity of sexual orientation and gender identity in Southwest Michigan. It's the largest fundraiser of the Kalamazoo Gay Lesbian Resource Center. It helps us continue to raise important dollars to continue our outreach and programmatic initiatives.
What exactly will you see when you go to Kalamazoo Pride this year?
Yeah, it's going to be an awesome event with great entertainers. We kick off Friday with Manila Luzon, who is the contestant on RuPaul's Drag Race. She was the runner-up in that season. We'll also have J.C. Jones, who has starred on Glee and a number of other television shows and has just an energetic performer. Then on Saturday, we'll have over 100 local organizations and businesses and merchants that support and cater to the LGBT community. I think it's important to put to support those businesses that support us. And then we have an awesome set of events or entertainers like Deja Vu and Kimmy Hayes out of Chicago. We'll have this year's first transgender performer, Brody Ray, who's coming from Nebraska. And then also Hen and I and the Boys out of Grand Rapids, an awesome set of entertainers. And then we also are presenting sponsor, Bell's Brewery, is going to be introducing a new beer this year, exclusively at Kalamazoo Pride. So everyone should come down and try Sparkleberry.
How do you think events like those at Kalamazoo Pride help get your message out in a way that a more effective way than perhaps other kinds of outreach don't?
Well, so Kalamazoo Pride is a fun event, and it brings both the LGBT community and the allied community down. And it really shows people that we have a rich and a vibrant LGBT community in Southwest Michigan, and that while Michigan has, as a state, has lagged behind providing the necessary supports and recognition, we have the ability to come together and educate people on the real impact that that has had on families in our community. And so it's definitely easy to put a face to an LGBT person at Pride.
Will issues like what is sometimes referred to as marriage equality for people who are gay and lesbian and transgender, is that going to be addressed in a direct way at Kalamazoo Pride?
Well, what we will be doing is we will be not marriage specifically, but we will be talking about how Michigan is one of 26 states where it's still perfectly legal to fire someone for being gay or lesbian, and one of 35 states where it's perfectly legal to fire someone who's transgender. And so we'll be collecting support for local ordinances in Comstock, Oshtemo, Kalamazoo Township, and Portage, so that these local municipalities can do what's right for its citizens and enact protections for the LGBT community in housing, public accommodations, and employment, like we have here in Kalamazoo.
Where is Kalamazoo Pride going to be staged?
Kalamazoo Pride will be at Arcadia Creek Festival site downtown.
Okay, all the events are there.
That's right, with the exception of our Pride Brunch, which is held right across the parking lot at the Wine Loft. And this year, we'll be hosting Kevin Jennings, who is the executive director of the Arcus Foundation. I invite everyone to come down. I think it's a fantastic event. It's great entertainment. And, if you support fairness and the equal treatment of your neighbors and equality, it's definitely a place for you.